Let's get to the Rashog Report, brought to you by Cougar Paint and Collision. There when you need them, call or stop in. No appointment required. They'll see you right away. You can trust Cougar Paint and Collision, 88th Street and Yellowhead Trail. Ryan Rashog, John Shara, what do you think of these deals? Like, I think Treely means totally fleece Buffalo here.
Yeah, I mean, he moved a guy off his books that was making too much money too far down his lineup, for sure. I think the Buffalo Sabres had some concern with their depth and the number of experienced players that they have playing in essentially their top nine. And so I think they maybe are looking to add a veteran guy that has been around a little bit. And somebody who, you know, wouldn't cost them a whole lot, would be a regular for them, and who maybe could regain some form from previous years. He hasn't been very good this year, but maybe they're hoping that a change of scenery will help adjust that. But I agree, that's a lot of salary to take from a team when you know they're barely playing that player. Probably should have tried to find a way to squeak more out of there.
Shogger, the Oilers, I was very disappointed in their performance on New Year's Eve. I recognize they won the game, but that in the third period, four of the goals in a row were off the rush. Their attention to detail on rush defending was, to me, atrocious. And am I being a little bit too critical of this group as they, you know, did pull out the 2 points?
No, I mean, I think it's fair. It's fair to, on one hand, credit them for being ready to play, and to credit them for getting lots of offense and generating lots, for coming out and answering the bell and responding in the first half of that hockey game. So there's certainly credit there. But then absolutely it's fair to pick apart what happened in the back half of that game. It was brutal. I mean, they almost blew it. And so, yeah, it's just a matter of which conversation you want to have and what kind of mood you're in, which side of that you want to come out on. But no, lots of goals off the rush, gaps were too big. The back pressure wasn't enough. Attention to detail fell through the floor. They got comfortable and it almost cost them. So I don't think you're being too hard on them, but I think there were a lot of good things that happened in that game in the first little bit there, and then the bottom fell out.
Ryan Rashog from TSN. Joins us. Koskinen's sick, so they go with Smith, and really only because Koskinen's sick. Otherwise, I couldn't have seen him making this start, because Smith has been 840 save percentage since December 1st, which is awful.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think this would have been Koskinen's start, but you got to have two usable goalies, and Mike Smith has struggled with that a little bit lately, and so he's going to have to play at some point. So whether it's this game or a different game or whatever, you got to be able to throw him in there and have confidence that you're going to get a half-decent game, and Mike Smith he's got to start taking advantage of these opportunities when they come his way. He's got to start building some confidence back up. And, yeah, it shouldn't mean they have no chance to win just because their starting goaltender is sick. I mean, you got to have two guys that can play. And, you know, Smith's going to have to start earning some of that back, and it can start in a game like this tonight.
Speaking of confidence, Nugent Hopkins has been picking up quite a few points his last little while, let's say 3-4 games. Are you seeing something different in his game, or is he just being rewarded?
Well, I think he's being rewarded. Like, he hasn't been great. Like, there's some times where he plays a real good game overall and doesn't get rewarded offensively, but the quality of his play is pretty high. You know, I would say that the quality of his play has had to come up pretty significantly the last little bit here. Now, it did. I think there was an uptick. I like what Tippett's doing with him tonight. I think loading up two lines like this, I like the look of their top six tonight. I really do. And I think Nugent Hopkins with Draisaitl and Yamamoto, I think that has a chance to be a really good line for them. I think the way Yamamoto played the other night, Nugent Hopkins with a bit of offensive confidence right now, and if Draisaitl can stay on the right side of it, to me this looks like as dangerous a top six forwards as they've put together so far this season. And that's knowing that Yamamoto hasn't necessarily produced much 5-on-5 at the NHL level, but it just feels like this could be a good set of six for them.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. The other five have been in their top six all year long, so it's just that Draisaitl's with Nugent Hopkins now instead of with McDavid. The other thing is Adam Larson now, 20 games in, has yet to be a plus player in any game this season. Concern for you?
Well, of course. I mean, no question. What we did here, though, and what we did see was, Tippett felt like he was playing better. He'd kind of, when he first came back, obviously it was a struggle, and we talked about that lots, about why he struggled and when that injury happened and the timing of it. And I figured it'd be 10 or 15 games before he really got himself up to speed, and it was a good 10. I think he had a pretty good little run there in the middle, and then has fallen back a little bit here. So, yeah, it's a concern. And there, it looks like they're going to control his minutes and control his matchups a little bit here. They're giving him an assignment to just kind of trying to be a bit of a stabilizing force for Lagesson. But it is a concern. They need Adam, like, if this team's going to compete in the playoffs and going to be able to beat other good teams, they need Adam Larson to be a force defensively. And he hasn't shown himself to be yet this year. And that would be concerning.
Yeah, I think he's, even just for his even old mindset, like, you know, as a defensive defenseman, you don't want to get scored on. Like, that's just not what you want. You that's where you take your big pride, you know, 5-on-5 defending and 5-on-4 defending, right? And when you're not doing that, you're like, geez, it's not like, it's like a goal scorer doesn't score. You can still be doing okay, but you do not want to be leaking goals when you're on the ice, defensive defenseman. So for him, he's got to find a way to kind of get this turned around, and it's not always his fault. No, because 2 of the 3 goals last game were not his fault at all. He was in the right position.
Yep. No, and sometimes you take on a minus or two that isn't sure. really yours, and it happens to other players. But I think the greater point is if you're playing really well and you are, you know, playing with confidence and feeling it, more often than not, those will go your way rather than against you. And it just hasn't really been for him. The other thing about Larson, too, I find guys and Greg's, I mean, I don't know if you sense this with him, but I find he's so hard on himself. Like, he gets so upset and angry at himself when he's not playing well, gets really down on himself when he's not playing well. And I could see this with all the expectations and the hope that he had about this year. I can just see at times, you know, the frustration level. And I think that, you know, he needs to, it's good. You want guys to have high standards. You want guys to want to play well. But I think at times he can take on a lot and he can get really frustrated at himself.
And that might be right, but I think at some point, then, you know, you got to put that aside, and it may be easier said than done, but, you know, Draisaitl can be hard on himself at times too. And if you get to the point where it's making you a less effective player, then you got to figure it out.
Yep. No, I agree. I mean, here he is. He's 20 games in, you know, he's got an assist. He's playing just over 19 minutes a game. He's dashed 12. You know, like for a guy like Draisaitl, there's lots of positive things that happen, right? Lots yes. of opportunity to put your arms in the air and celebrate. Whereas for Larson, it's, you just want to be solid. You want to be solid and you want to make good plays and you don't want to be a liability. And there's kind of less highs in a game like Adam Larson, right? So the moments where you feel good or you can build confidence, they're going to be in different ways. And I just think he just hasn't really found a lot of those highs that a defensive defenseman would be able to build off of. And yeah, I think he can be really hard on himself, but he's competitive. It's why he's a leader in there. He wants to win and he has expectations for himself. I would still bet that he's going to get it sorted out if he's healthy. You know, his play has been up and down over the last few years, but his health has been up and down too. And I think if he can stay stretchy here, healthy here for a stretch, I think he'll get it sorted out.
You look at, let's say Mike Smith struggles tonight. And that would be now, you know, a long time for him struggling. Koskinen's sick, that's why Smith's going tonight. They only have 8 more games this month, and there's tons of time between. Would Ken Holland have to go look for another goaltender?
I'm not sure. I don't know if you have to, like.
Well, if you have a goalie that can't even play. But you said you got to play your backup at some point.
Yeah, I know. And this would have been a year where, you know, it would have been awesome to have, you know, one guy in the minors knocking it out of the park, and just a real obvious situation as to, you know, who the next guy is, and just have him in there as an option. Does he have to go get somebody? I mean, I think he's okay for this month. They barely play at all, let's let it get into February and start approaching the deadline and see where they're at. And if they're at the trade deadline and Smith has not been able to get any sort of a handle on it at all, then yeah, maybe they do need to look at doing that. Yeah. I think that's like a deadline day deal, though. I think they would wait quite a while, because I think Koskinen is going to be able to carry the bulk of the load for at least the next month here, because they just don't play many games.
No, I think
day may be coming, though, Gregs. You may be right.
Yeah, I think he can do it this month, but I think it would be imperative to look for the entire month to find a goalie. So when February comes and now you're going to have to play, they got like three back-to-backs and stuff. I don't think they can afford to just give up games. Now, if Smith plays well tonight, that calms things down. And I'm sure that's what Ken Holland's hoping. But, man, if it doesn't, then I think they might have to look for it. It'll be interesting, to say the least, Shauger. Have yourself a good one. And we'll be chatting about a winning streak, which hasn't happened in 6 weeks, or a really disappointing loss to start a five-game road trip tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the game, guys. We'll see you.